Good afternoon. This is Bob Krueger with Thought for Food for April of 2024. This program is heard on the third Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. and repeated on the third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. It's intended for a blind and print-impaired audience, but hopefully be of interest to everyone. Dates to remember this month begins with All Fools' Day on the 1st. The 5th is Gold Star Spouses' Day. The 14th is U.S. Air Force Reserve's birthday, followed by Income Tax Day on the 15th. Hopefully you are expecting a refund. Passover begins on the 22nd and ends on the 30th. Administrative Professionals' Day is the 24th and Arbor's Day is the 26th. I believe that many of April's flowers have already bloomed. A popular name in the Triangle brewing scene plans to close its Raleigh location. Clouds Brewery, one of Triangle's first brewers to have locations in both Raleigh and Durham, plans to close its Raleigh tap room this spring. The brewery announced on its social media accounts that Sunday, April 7th, will be its last day of service at 126 Northwest Street in Raleigh. It's with a heavy heart that we close this chapter of Clouds, the brewery posted on its Instagram page. We have come to the end of our lease, and due to many factors beyond our control, we decided to move on to our next adventure. While we can't share details with you quite yet, we want to assure you this isn't the end of Clouds in Raleigh. Our last day on this location will be April 7th. We hope we can see you between now and then. The Raleigh Clouds debuted in 2014 as the brand's first location, opening across the street from the 42nd Street Oyster Bar in the city's Glenwood South District. Clouds found its success as a classic brew pub, serving a full menu alongside its proprietary beers and other craft beers. Clouds grew to include a Durham brewery and a restaurant and a Raleigh tap room. Those locations will stay open. In a statement, Cloud says that a new Raleigh location is in the works, as it says goodbye to its original location after a decade. A new kind of Chubby's is set to open in an unexpected spot. The popular Triangle Taco brand is opening a new location this spring, building its latest restaurant inside a Walmart Supercenter in Johnson County. Chubby's will open this outlet in the Walmart at 5141 North Carolina Highway 42 in Garner, near the intersection with Interstate 40. Chubby's first opened in 2007 and grew to 5 locations in the Triangle. After a couple of locations closed, Chubby's parent company, K-Rose LLC, filed for bankruptcy in 2017. Owner Rudy Fields and a group of investors took over the brand and its 2 Triangle restaurants in 2021. Mr. Fields is a longtime Triangle restaurant owner, previously operating Smash Waffles and Pizza La Stella in Raleigh. His jump into Chubby's, he said, was a lifelong love of Mexican food. Chubby's, frankly, is just an awesome brand. I found that I was a customer and had the opportunity to become involved, he said. We saw an opportunity to bring authentic, real-style Mexican street food to the masses, and no better place to bring something to the masses than a Walmart store. And Garner's Chubby will also serve alcohol, a rarity for restaurants and Walmart stores. This appears to be the one piece in a larger role for restaurant offerings inside the retail giant. For decades, Walmart has partnered with fast food franchises inside the store, most famously McDonald's and Subway. More recently, Walmart has added fast casual options like Houston-based poke bar Uncle Sharil, according to a story in the Food & Wine magazine. The Garner's Chubby will serve the same menu dinners we'll recognize from the Durham and Raleigh restaurants, including the popular salsa bar. The food's so good, we don't want to change the recipes. We talked to customers and took their input on what they wanted to see. Based on that input, Chubby revived the Taqueros Guacotillo salsa, a blend of guacamole and tomatillo, and brought back a chili relleno taco. On the beverage side, Chubby's now tries to embody a coastal Florida dive bar serving beer, frozen and on the rocks, margaritas, and other beachy cocktails. As someone who's lived in Florida, it's meant to make you feel like you're in Key Largo stopping at the local pub, he said. He wants to focus on its successful restaurants in Raleigh's Lake Boone Shopping Center and Durham's Woodcroft Shopping Center. Chubby's is now set to expand, offering a casual dining experience that takes its food seriously. I don't know what there is about the Triangle that seems to attract places that serve food, but they continue to come our way. One of the country's most popular salad shops is expanding into the Triangle for the first time. The Los Angeles-based Sweet Green plans to open in Raleigh's North Hills by the end of 2024. Founded in Washington, D.C. in 2007, Sweet Green helped kick off the healthy, fast-casual craze with creative salads and grain bowls. Raleigh will get the second planned Sweet Green in North Carolina following the first one in Charlotte, currently slated to open this summer. The Raleigh location will be open in the Commons section of the North Hills, located at 4158 Main in North Hills. We're eager to plant roots in Raleigh, a community we feel strongly connected to for our shared love of fresh, delicious food, co-founder and CEO Jonathan Neiman said in a press release. There was so much great feedback from our announcement of Sweet Green's coming to North Carolina this summer, and we're excited for even more guests to enjoy fan-favorite menu items like our signature Harvest Bowl and miso glazed salmon protein plate at our new North Hills location. The first Sweet Green opened on Ritchie M Street in Washington's Georgetown neighborhood as a small cottage-like sandwich shop. They're now based in Los Angeles as a publicly traded company with more than 200 locations in 21 states and Washington, D.C. The Raleigh location will be built in a 2,800-square-foot space and be open for lunch and dinner, serving menu highlights like an Italian chopped salad, hot honey chicken, and a crispy rice bowl with blackened chicken. We're thrilled to welcome Sweet Green to North Hills, says Stacey Beecher, the managing director for Kane Realty Corporation, the developer of North Hills. Sweet Green isn't just a restaurant. It's a move toward eating better than aligns perfectly with our values. Sweet Green joins healthy restaurant brand Happy Plus Hale, which has a North Hills location across Six Forks Road in the development's Midtown Park section. A pair of new pastry shops look to debut in the Triangle this year, owned by chefs with backgrounds in some of the area's top restaurants. Two Pie Donuts will open its first brick-and-mortar location this summer just outside the Raleigh Beltline, building on the momentum of its donuts sold in a dozen Triangle cafes and restaurants. The donut shop from former mandolin line cook Alejandro Contreras will breathe new life into a former strip mall tax office on Capitol Boulevard. The new Lutra Bake Shop holds its first pop-up in late January, selling out of more than 200 artisan sticky buns and other baked treats within a couple of hours. Lutra started at the walk-up window of the downtown Durham Raleigh Queenies. This new sticky bun shop is the baking project of former Pool's Pie chef Chris McLaurin, who created the concept late last year after closing of the Raleigh Pizzeria. Pop-ups will be from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays from the Queenie's sidewalk window located at 321 East Chapel Hill Street in Durham. The first menu includes four sticky bun flavors, orange chocolate, salt honey, and lemon poppy seed, plus pretzels and cookies, plus cups of coffee brewed from Durham's Little Waves beans. Mr. McLaurin grew up in Chapel Hill and has been cooking professionally for about 15 years, first entering the Washington, D.C. restaurant scene after culinary school, cooking at two of the city's very best restaurants at the time, the fine dining Comini and the fiery Thai spot Little Ciro. He returned to the Triangle in 2013 and has worked at Picnic, Roses, La Place, and most recently, Poolside Pies. Lutra is named for the Latin word for otter, which Mr. McLaurin says he's using to set a playful tone for the shop. Otters are a little playful and mischievous. We're not taking things too seriously, he said. Our menu is sticky buns and cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns will be the focal point, along with other brioche-based sweet and savory pastries, and eventually some baked loaves. Lutra is currently looking for its brick-and-mortar space in Durham and will operate Sundays out of Queenie's window. In a way, Two Pie Donuts owner Alexandro Contreras set off on his quest for donut perfection after catching the inspiration of a hot and fresh glaze original from Krispy Kreme. To be honest, I love Krispy Kreme. It was the kick for me to jump into my own shop, he said. I was living in Argentina and came to the States to visit friends in Florida. They took me to a Krispy Kreme, and I felt the magic of their warm glazed donut. When the Venezuela native returned to Argentina, he said he searched for something similar to his donut experience, but everything came up short. I just didn't like them, he said, so I decided I could do it myself. After trials and repeats, I came up with a recipe, and that's the inspiration. A Krispy Kreme with a kick. Mr. Contreras moved to the United States in 2019, started working in Raleigh's fine dining restaurant, Mandolin, as a line cook. On the side, he continued tinkering with his donut recipe, and when the pandemic hit and restaurants changed their service systems, Mandolin owner Sean Fowler put Mr. Contreras' donuts on the menu in Indigo meal packages. Mr. Contreras believes the distinctiveness of Two Pies' sourdough donuts helped build its following, which now includes 11 cafes around the Triangle, most notably Idle Hour Coffee Roasters in Raleigh. Two Pie hopes to open at 2820 Capitol Boulevard this summer, eyeing June for its opening. In the meantime, he continues with his weekly deliveries and wholesale drop-offs. Nodding toward his inspiration, he plans to have a walk-up window for fresh donuts plus coffee and hot chocolate. There's nothing like a fresh donut, he said. You just can't beat that. I'd sure like to try one of his donuts. One of the North Carolina's biggest barbecue brands is opening its first location in the Triangle. The Charlotte-based Max Speed Shop plans to open its new Raleigh location March 28th. The new location will be in the Five Points neighborhood. They will replace the former Lone Rider Brewing Tap Room on Glenwood Avenue. Raleigh will be the ninth Max Speed Shop to open in North Carolina, joining several in the Charlotte area, plus one each in Greensboro and Fayetteville. They started nearly two decades ago in Charlotte, owned by Wynn Davis and Hall Johnson. Today it's the flagship of Max Hospitality Group, which also includes Southbound and three other music and event venues. Max is known for a broad menu of barbecue favorites and bar snacks. You'll find smoked staples like pulled pork and brisket, smoked wings and brisket burnt ends. Their large menu also includes jalapeno-topped deviled eggs, a line of burgers, chicken and dumplings, tacos and salads. The new redesigned dining room also inherits a large backyard patio from Lone Rider. There are a few places in Apex open late enough to satisfy late-night sweet tooth cravings, and with the opening of a second Triangle location, the Peach Cobbler Factory hopes to change that. The dessert shop opened in Apex last year. It's open from 11 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Customers can also order on website and dining apps like DoorDash. The factory features cobblers, a southern delicacy, and desserts like brownies, cookies, and Belgian waffles. Last year, the peach cobbler factory opened its first triangle shop in Fuquay's Arena, and there were plans to open others in Wake Forest and Raleigh. The restaurant has locations in 18 states and other locations in North Carolina, including Burlington and Gastonia. The factory is owned by Davin Reagan, his wife Lisa, and their 19-year-old daughter Brianna, who's the general manager. In addition to desserts, including over 10 flavors of cobbler with a free scoop of ice cream, the Peach Cobbler Factory offers custom-made drinks. The sweet peachy tea and the cold touch coffee are house favorites. Now the Apex shop is open. Mr. Reagan has brought a mobile unit to take the Peach Cobbler Factory to several North Carolina peach resorts. "We're more than just cobblers," he said. "You can bring a family of six in here, and everybody can have something different." Enough about what to eat. Unfortunately, many with calories. You may be familiar with high density or good cholesterol, low density LDL or bad cholesterol, and their connection to heart health. But what about triglycerides? Often that word gets skimmed over when talking about cholesterol levels. Dr. Regis Fernandez, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, says triglycerides provide the body with energy from food. High levels can indicate signs of other conditions like diabetes or prediabetes that can increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Triglycerides, the main kind of fat in your body, store extra energy from the food you eat. It's an energy source. It's a little like a battery used for energy, but too many triglycerides can also cause heart disease, says Dr. Fernandez. People who are overweight in general have high triglyceride levels and good cholesterol levels that are low. They may get heart disease not because their LDL is high. They get heart disease because the HDL is low and the triglycerides are high, he said. This is significant for people in their 30s and 40s. So what can you do? Reducing simple carbohydrates, such as refined sugars and flours, can help lower your weight and improve your cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And you can back that up with exercise. One of the best ways to lower triglyceride levels is to exercise. Also, exercise helps you to lose weight. And when you lose weight, your triglycerides improve a lot, says Dr. Fernandez. Here are some ways to help our health. Aim for 30 minutes of exercise most days. Cut sugar and refined carbs. Lose weight and focus on reducing calories. Choose healthier fats over olive oil, and fish are rich in omega-3 oils. Limit alcohol, which can be high in calories and sugar. Medications, including statins, may be prescribed if lifestyle changes don't. Nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, but only a quarter of them with the condition have it under control, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. High blood pressure is a smoldering public health crisis, says Dr. Rishi Wadhera, an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard University's Medical School, an author of new research showing that high blood pressure screenings have not returned to what they were before the coronavirus pandemic. High blood pressure can raise the risk of heart attack, stroke, pregnancy problems, but the symptoms are often silent. Dr. Wadhera says, I worry it flies under the radar for many people. What is high blood pressure and what's normal level? Blood pressure is the force that blood exerts against artery walls in the heart, says Dr. Jim Lee, a cardiologist at Ohio State Medical Center. You always hear your blood pressure given in two numbers. The top number, known as systolic pressure, measures the force when the heart contracts. The bottom number, known as the diastolic pressure, gauges the force when the heart muscles relaxes. It's measured in units known as millimeters of mercury, or mmHg. You can have your blood pressure checked during a medical appointment or at a pharmacy, or check it at home yourself with a home monitor. The American Heart Association in the American College of Cardiology defines normal blood pressure as below 120 over 80. Very high blood pressure can cause symptoms including severe headaches, chest pain, and dizziness. For many people, however, blood pressure increases too gradually for them to notice, Dr. Lee said. Why is high blood pressure harmful? High blood pressure forces your heart to work harder to pump blood. Over time, the overworked heart can slowly start to falter and struggle to pump blood out to the rest of the body, a condition called heart failure. The force and friction of high blood pressure can also injure the delicate lining of the arteries. Tears in the artery wall allows LDL cholesterol, also known as bad cholesterol, to latch on and form clumps or plaques in these gaps. This can block blood flow and in some patients cause a heart attack. Blockages in arteries that carry blood to the brain can often lead to a stroke. Long-term damage to blood vessels in the brain can cause a condition called vascular dementia, Dr. Lee said. What leads to high blood pressure? All arteries stiffen over time, leading blood pressure to climb steadily as people age. By age 75, an estimated 80% of men and 86% of women in the United States have high blood pressure. Multiple risk factors have been linked to high blood pressure, include smoking, heavy drinking, obesity, and chronic stress. A lack of exercise and diets high in sodium and processed foods have also been associated with an increased risk of hypertension. What can you do to reduce your blood pressure? For most people, lifestyle changes can be as powerful as medication, said Dr. Martha Gilotti, Director of Preventive Cardiology at the Schmidt-Hirr Institute at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. She recommends at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day and sleeping from 7 to 9 hours a night. Both are associated with lower blood pressure. Maintaining or reaching a healthy body weight can also reduce blood pressure, Dr. Gilotti says. Avoiding products that contain nicotine is very important. Using nicotine drives up the blood pressure, narrows the blood vessels, and may contribute to hardening the arteries, according to the American Heart Association. Some research suggests following a low-sodium diet can reduce blood pressure by 2 to 8 mm for some patients who adopt the DASH diet, which emphasizes fruits, low-fat dairy products, and vegetables, could reduce blood pressure by 8 to 14 points. Abstaining from alcohol could reduce blood pressure by 2 to 4 points. People can't lower their blood pressure through lifestyle changes, will need medication. Water pills help remove sodium in water, bringing down blood pressure. Inhibitors and blockers both relax blood vessels. People who can't lower their blood pressure with drugs may need additional medications. Doctors take a patient's age, health, and risk factors into consideration before deciding what medications to prescribe. Blood pressure is the most modifiable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, Dr. Gilotti says. With lifestyle changes and medication, our patients can take control of it and their heart health. A Raleigh downtown cafe from one of the city's busiest bakeries has sold its last mint cookie. Union Special announced last month that March 15th was the last day at the Fayetteville Street Cafe. The popular bakery from Andrew Ullum will continue to operate its original location in wholesale production space in Raleigh's Gateway Plaza Shopping Center on Capitol Boulevard. They announced the closing on an Instagram page. Their message read, "We're so appreciative of our guests that came to support us over the past 3 years, and our staff has worked with us from the start," the Instagram post said. "We opened the location in the thick of the pandemic and worked hard to continue to operate in tumultuous economic conditions and pivotal time and again. Unfortunately, this decision was best for us at this time, and we'll always keep the door open to opportunities in downtown that may come our way in the future. The Downtown Union Special opened its doors in September 2021. Same weekend, Raleigh hosted the Same Worlds of Bluegrass Festival. The cafe offered a version of Union Special's breakfast and lunch options, catering to downtown office workers and concert goers, plus a selection of cookies and pastries. Union Special opened the doors of its flagship bakery in Gateway Plaza in 2019 and is now the longest serving restaurant in the shopping center, which has recently added Miso Ramen Natural Science Bar, the relocated Dogwood Country Club, a collaboration between Ex Voto and local seafood, and a relocated Fixin' Kitchen. In an Instagram post, Union Special said, a new restaurant called Bistro 401 would take over the space on Fayetteville Street. No information on Bistro 401 was available. A coastal coffee brand is expanding into the Triangle this spring with a pair of all-day cafes. The popular Wilmington area coffee shop Drift Coffee and Kitchen will open two new cafes in Raleigh and Chapel Hill Shopping Center this year. Drift's first coffee shop and restaurant will open Raleigh's Ridgewood Shopping Center on Wade Avenue by the end of spring. 2 months later, Drift opens to open its all-day cafe in Chapel Hill's Village Plaza Shopping Center off Elliott Road. Well, it looks like we've run out of time for this episode of Thought for Food. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Bob Kruger, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138, 832-5138. And we do want your input. We like the questions and we like the comments because they help us to do a better job. We look forward to May when we know that the Mayflowers have already bloomed, and we'll look forward to being with you then. And in the meantime, keep us in mind when you think of what you'd like to hear, and then give us the word on what that might be. And thank you for being with us this morning. Well, it seems that I didn't prepare enough material for this program. I'm sorry to hear about that. But the new coffee roasters that are going to come in, we'll talk about that in next month's program. And also, we'll continue to take care.